What is up, guys? I am here with the first episode of Behind the Dish in my dorm. I know I haven't done one of these in a couple weeks, but I've been busy. I've been trying to keep up with studies, trying to not be the lone guy that stays in his dorm. If you know me personally, I probably already told you guys this, but dorm life's going okay. Nothing crazy's happened, nothing super interesting's happened yet, but I'm hopeful. I'm starting to meet people, build connections, and it's going pretty well right now. Outside of dorm life, I'm finally finding my footing in the academic setting. I made my first A this week, so if I've talked to you about Montevallo, you know I was struggling. I didn't know if I was going to find my stride in academics here, but I think I'm on the come up. I'm pretty excited about that as well as dorm life. But if you're new to Behind the Dish and you want to know what this is, we talk about sports and we talk about politics. And since I haven't done an episode in a very long time, it feels like we're going to do a little mix today. One of our topics does definitely switch over from sports into politics, and it's just it's a really big hotbed topic right now, and I'm sure most of you know my opinions on it, but we're going to talk about it again. But we're going to kick it off with college football. College football started last weekend. It's a different feeling when college football's around, unless you're just not into it. But people that are fans, it's a different kind of excitement than any other sport. And I guess you can say that with football in general, but specifically for me, college football makes me feel more excited than most sports. And yes, I love baseball, but I just don't get the same feeling. I don't know if it's because baseball's longer season and you get a little burned out, but I don't know. It's just different. But with that being said, it was a very bad weekend for me personally because Florida State got whooped by Virginia Tech. And a lot of fans are mad. They're shocked. But keeping everything in mind, it's not the craziest thing. Because we are coming out with a new coach, and not even just the head coach. We switch most of our personnel on the coaching staff. So obviously there's going to be a little learning curves there. We also are using a whole different system. You know, for the past, I don't know how long Jimbo was there. I feel like 10 years, 5 to 10 years. Jimbo was using a pro style offense, and now we're doing this thing called lethal simplicity. I'm not a fan right now. I can see where it's going, but hopefully it gets better. It's up tempo. It's not complex plays. It didn't work last weekend, or I say last weekend. It was Monday. We played on Monday, and it didn't work for a couple reasons. One, our line couldn't block anybody, and that's been a problem since Jameis Winston's like last year at Florida State. And also, every time we did get a big play, and granted there weren't many to that we had, it seemed like a Virginia Tech player would get hurt. And sometimes those injuries looked very fake, trying to slow down tempo. Because like I said, we do move really fast and we're trying to, you know, score. I mean, basically like Oregon did when Chip Kelly was there. And it just doesn't work when those two things are against you. When you can't block, so you can't run up the middle to set up like PAs or anything like that. And it just seemed like Taggart's playbook didn't work against Virginia Tech, which makes sense. You know, Virginia Tech's got a history of having really good defensive teams. I know they had a lot of people that left either via draft or just graduated college. So most people weren't expecting them to be good this season on defense. But they look fast. I don't know if that means Florida State's slow or, you know, Virginia Tech's just pretty quick this season. But we'll see. The weeks will tell. And I think moving on, Florida State will start looking better and better, hopefully, because honestly, that's the only hope Taggart's got. I'm not on the complete fire Taggart yet. bandwagon, because yes, he's running a new system at Florida State. He's a new head coach, and he's trying to drastically change the things that Florida State's done for years now. That's difficult, even if you have players that were that he recruited to run his style of system, but he doesn't have that. So I'm going to give him at least, I think 3 years is reasonable. I think we'll progress each year. I mean, I expect Florida State to progress throughout this season. But when he starts to get his own players or recruit the guys that he wants, you know, he's probably going to go after small body receivers quicker. Obviously, he's got to get some linemen that could block his, that can block, because Jimbo didn't do that apparently. But yeah, other than just Florida State, there's something big going on in Alabama right now. I think this, you can quote me on this right now. I think this is going to be the best Alabama team that's ever been in the history of Alabama. I think they're going to be really good this season, and mainly because they have a real quarterback. You know, I like AJ McCarron as a person, and I think he's a solid quarterback. I think he's a guy that can do the job and get you a position to win the game, as long as your defense plays well and your receivers make some big plays. Tua, on the other hand, can win games by himself, because he's just a real quarterback. You're thinking back about, like, Blake Sims. Blake Sims wasn't that good at all, but he was smart, and he knew what to do. He knew his players and how to use them accordingly. I think Tua is obviously the starter. I know Nick Saban officially made him starter the other day, but I don't think it should have been a question that drug out this long, because Tua is just better than Jalen Hurst. Jalen Hurst is a pretty good backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. I just don't... Jalen wouldn't start in a lot of places, I don't think. He's quick. Not as quick as Blake Sims was, but he's pretty quick, but I don't think he's got the football IQ that someone like Tua has. And it's just going to be – they're going to be a very dangerous team. I'm interested to see if they, when they play Georgia, which I don't – I should have checked to see if they played them on the regular schedule. I don't think they do. But if they don't, they would obviously play in the SEC championship. So it's going to be an interesting game, because Tua beat Georgia last season at the fourth quarter, and it'd be interesting to see what Georgia can do against him when they have actually a game plan, because they were expecting Jalen to play a whole game last time. So outside of football, baseball is getting interesting. There's a pretty good race going on in NL East right now, and it's between the Phillies and the Braves. I think the Braves are 3 games ahead right now, and we just played Boston, and it was pretty bad. But Boston, they're just on a whole different level right now, and it's going to be really hard for anybody to beat them in the playoffs. With that being said, there's been a lot of teams that ran through the regular season and just fell apart in the postseason for whatever reason. So it's going to be interesting if they can keep up, to see if they can keep up this kind of this consistency. And right now, I think they're clear favorites to win the World Series, but definitely win the AL spot to get into the World Series. So since we've covered some sports stuff, we're going to talk about something a little bit serious for a second, but it does have to do with the NFL and Nike and Colin. So it's going to switch back and forth to both, that, you know, it touches both topics. So if you don't know, Nike made Colin their poster boy for the Just Do It campaign. And it's got a lot of people mad at Nike. They're burning their gear. They're, you know, boycotting Nike. And they're just upset about it. And I do this, I've been talking about this for a very long time, because, guys, I just don't get it. In one of my assignments for one of my classes, I have to read the school newspaper, the Alabamian. And there was a guy that was in the military, and he got injured, so he's not in the military anymore. But he wrote a piece in the Alabamian, and he had an opinion different than mine. He was like, this is why we stand for them. And he was talking about his friends that died in the military. I respect that. I respect the military. And so does everyone else that kneels. It's not about that. He's like, this is why we stand, because, you know, they can't stand anymore and we stand for them. I get that. But those people died for Collins' right to kneel. I mean, I don't get how that's a hard concept to understand. I get why it would be disrespectful if, you know, the protest was directly about the military, but it's not. And everybody affiliated with the protest has said that multiple times. And not only that, a Green Beret told them to kneel. And when you tell people that, they don't want to hear it because they just want it to be about the military. They want it to be about black athletes having some kind of beef for the military when it's not that. It's about injustice. It's about political police brutality, in to be specific. And I don't understand why people have such a problem with it. And to go out of their way to burn their Nike gear, that doesn't even make sense. One, you already bought the product, so, I mean, Nike does not care what you do with it. I mean, you've already paid for it, so you can burn it, and do whatever you want with it. And two, why not donate that? I mean, there's shelters specifically for wounded veterans. There's all these things you could do, but it's not about that. I know this is going to be controversial, but I do that kind of stuff a lot. I don't think these people care about the topic as much as they can't claim to. Obviously, that doesn't apply to everyone, but I think a lot of people just want to go viral. And I think that's the way our society is right now, where we're so connected with the internet and social media that we just looking to get our 15 minutes of fame. And I think that's what a lot of these boycotts are, you know, specifically the ones that burn things, like, you know, at the Starbucks, and you've had Nike and so many others. I think these people just want to get attention, because it doesn't make sense to burn a product that you've already bought. But they are saying that they're boycotting the company completely, so that part makes sense. I mean, if you aren't going to buy any more product from Nike because they use Colin, that's a good protest. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I agree with your right to do so. So, I think we covered everything. I had a couple minutes to talk to you guys, which I like doing. I don't know how many people will actually listen to this. This could be me just talking to myself, but that's good too. Everybody needs to vent. I don't have a problem with doing that. Oh, before I leave, I talked to one of my professors, and I'm trying to get this podcast a little bit more official. It's going to be like a campus thing. But I can also put it on my social media. And what I'm thinking about doing with that is I'm going to interview, our athletes at Montevallo. I've heard our volleyball team's really good. They swept this weekend. So if you're interested in stuff like that, I'm going to get some athletes on the show. And we're going to have a good time. That's at the baby stage right now, so don't get too excited, but I talked to my professor today about it, so really hopeful about that. There's also opportunity of me doing play-by-play for a guy on his other podcast, so it's things are happening, and I'm pretty excited about it. But until next time, like I always tell you, don't do anything that I wouldn't do. Kiss your grandma, hug your 5-year-old, tell your boyfriend and your girlfriend that you like them. I feel like sometimes we get in relationships and we don't know if we actually even like each other anymore. We're just in a habit. But that's enough Dr. Phil for one day. I don't know when I'm going to do another one. I had a couple minutes, so I thought, hey, I haven't talked to you guys in a while. But until next time, I'm Sean Joyner, not Ryan Seacrest, and I'm out.